This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Good morning, Ashley. Buongiorno. Thanks so much for joining us. Great to be with you once again.
Well, John, good morning to you, and how nice to hear this wonderful Italian music to get us dancing early in the morning.
Absolutely. Just for you, Ashley. You know, I caught a little bit of your conversation the other day with Drew after that historic consecration of Russia and Ukraine by Pope Francis. Wanted to just get your firsthand take, your impressions. It was such a beautiful and special consecration.
John, it sure was. And in speaking to everyone there, all they could talk about is the sense of peace, that peace that was felt in the air. There are about 3,500 people who managed to be in the Basilica that day, about another 2,000 people in St. Peter's Square watching from the huge jumbotrons out there. But of course, the entire world was united on that day. And I really am calling it a Lepanto moment because it was an incredible call from the Pope himself for the world to be united in prayer for a particular cause. So it was quite an event.
It really was. And we continue to unite ourselves in prayer because this prayer needs to continue on. We need to continue fulfilling the desires of the Mother of God, to continue to pray the rosary, to practice the first Saturday devotions, go to confession, everything that she's asking us to do. And who knows how the fruits of this is going to play out here in the weeks and months to come.
Right, exactly. I keep thinking that I am just waiting, expecting grace. So certainly, I think we can comfortably expect those graces to be poured down from the heavens. I remember some of the wording that was used in the during the consecration, that idea of a gentle rhythm of peace starting to flow throughout the world. And of course, happening on the Feast of the Annunciation, remembering the fiat of Our Lady, and that we're all called to that same yes every day in order to achieve peace right where exactly where we are.
And I believe it happened 38 years to the day that St. John Paul II, our hero, consecrated Russia on that very same day. So again, there's no accidents with God's providence.
Right. Back in 1984, he, of course, consecrated Russia and also Pius XII, Pope John Paul II, again, also consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we understand that a renewal of consecration is always a good thing. And we can always use more and more graces, that's for sure.
No question about that. Let's talk about this morning's Wednesday audience. What was the main message of the Holy Father?
John, in today's weekly audience, Pope Francis, he looked to the Gospel of Luke and specifically to the figures of Simeon and Anna, and he focused on how the elderly build bridges amongst generations. And they do that by offering a sense of spiritual grounding to society, also by teaching how to discern God's presence, by sharpening spiritual senses, and also by demonstrating a personal witness of faith and a trust in the fulfillment of God's promises. And if we look to Luke, it's clear that Simeon knows by a premonition of the Holy Spirit that, of course, he will not die before seeing the Messiah. And Anna is in the temple every day, devoting herself to service there. And he said that both Simeon and Anna are filled with spiritual vitality because they recognize the presence of the Lord in the Christ child Jesus, who fills them with consolation. And of course, that happens before they bid farewell to life. And he pointed out that with the passing of the years, it can dull physical senses. But he said that old age is a precious time in life because the Holy Spirit can sharpen the spiritual senses. In fact, he said, quote, "Today we need this more than ever, an old age gifted with lively spiritual senses capable of recognizing Jesus." But then he went on to also warn that a society that cultivates eternal youth would be an anesthesia for the spiritual senses. And when that happens, people are not even aware that it is happening. So he said, look to the example of Anna and Simeon and learn to wait for the Messiah. Sharpen those spiritual senses. He said it's critical for the elderly to share that method for how to grow in spiritual sensitivity then with all generations. And finally, John, today the Pope concluded by speaking on the spiritual grounding that comes with it, witness of the elderly, saying that only spiritual old age can actually give a witness. He called it a humble and dazzling witness that is authoritative and exemplary for all, John.
And the Holy Father is going to be busy this weekend. He's mm-hmm. going off on yet another apostolic trip. I believe this is his 36th, this time to Malta. Yes. What can we expect from this papal trip, Ashley?
Well, Pope Francis has expressed that he's very much looking forward to following in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul, who, of course, was warmly welcomed on that island of Malta after he was shipwrecked at sea on his way to Rome. And so amongst the highlights of this trip will be a visit to the Grotto of St. Paul in Rabat, and remembering, of course, that shipwreck back around 60 AD. So the theme of this entire trip comes from Acts 28:2. They showed us unusual kindness. And if you look at the logo of the visit, it shows open hands coming up from a ship and reaching out toward a cross. So the theme is recalling that hospitable, that warm welcome that St. Paul received back in the first century. And also the people, the Maltese people of today, who he says are being very open to welcoming their brothers and sisters. So the Pope will visit four cities. He's going to give five talks over those 2 days. One interesting event is that the Holy Father will board a catamaran, and he's going to sail to the island of Gozo, leaving from La Valletta, which is the capital. And there in Gozo, he's going to preside over a prayer meeting, and he'll also give a talk. And the Pope said that this apostolic journey is going to really offer a unique opportunity to, he said, go to the sources of the proclamation of the gospel and experience for himself that Christian community whose history goes back thousands of years. And by the way, John, 90% of people on the island do profess to be Catholic. So the Pope is expected to receive a very warm welcome there, John.
Well, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on the Holy Father's next trip. I'm sure he'll make a pit stop at St. Mary Major, Santa Maria Maggiore, for prayer in front of the Blessed Mother, as he always does.
Yes, we can definitely expect that, to ask for her maternal blessing on this 36th apostolic trip.
Ashley, as always, I really appreciate your insights, and you always do help us to bring Rome to home to our listeners. Thanks so much.
John, it's a pleasure. Many blessings on you. Buona giornata.
Adios. Arrivederci.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Noronha every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.